Gary, first of all, welcome to China. It's fabulous to be here. The Boston Bruins have had a relationship with ORG Packaging for several years. So in some sense, they're at the vanguard of spreading the National Hockey League into China. From where you sit in your perch, and the league obviously wants to expand here, what sort of a foothold do the Bruins have?
Well, the Bruins were among the earliest to raise their hand and say, we want to go and we want to be a part of it. As you said, ORG and the Bruins have had a relationship for a number of years. There's a dasher board in the arena with ORG's name on it. And there's a real appreciation for the history and tradition of the Bruins that transcends North America. And ORG was anxious and happy to have them participate.
I think for any business around, they look at the market in China and they see vast potential. Yeah. The National Hockey League is no different. But how do you go from potential to reality?
Well, you do the things that we're doing. We have extensive media relationships with CCTV and Tencent. We give ourselves a presence. Now this is the second year that we're playing preseason games. We have business partners here in China that are helping grow the game. But the most important thing we have to do, and we're doing it with clinics, both for young people and for coaches, is you've got to build the game at the grassroots. And in cooperation with the China Ice Hockey Association and the Chinese government, we're working. There's ball hockey being taught in the schools. As I said, we have the clinics, and more rinks are being built all over the country. And so this is all part of creating interest in the game and getting people to play the game. And it's not something you accomplish overnight. It's going to take a number of years, but we're all committed to making the effort.
As we stand here now, just give us a picture of what the fan base is like for the National Hockey League here in China.
Well, it's really not just the National Hockey League. It's the fan base for China. There are a lot of young people playing game in the practice rink that adjoins this building. There's a kids' tournament going on, and there are teams from all over this country and other places in Asia that are participating in it. There's a women's professional hockey team that plays in this arena. And so there's a greater awareness of the game. Yes, by bringing the Stanley Cup and two important teams, all of our teams are important, obviously, but bringing two NHL teams, it again raises awareness for the game.
Because the NHL is an international game and you have relationships with a variety of different countries, including ones that are traditional hockey markets, but what makes this relationship important with China and unique vis-a-vis some of the other relationships that you have with other countries?
Well, you touched on it early on in our discussion. This is a vast country. We're in a city that I don't think 30 years ago really existed, and it's, I don't know, one of the top, from size, cities, one of the top 12 cities, I think, in the world, population-wise. What can be accomplished here is on a clean slate, which is what we're operating on, absolutely phenomenal, and the sky's the limit.
We're obviously a long way away from the games that are going to take place here in 2022, and you outlined just a moment ago that the National Hockey League was comfortable with its decision that it made in South Korea for the 2018 Winter Games. But 4 years from now, how are you hoping to be treated by the IOC? And for a lot of people who are listening to the broadcast here tonight, they're going to wonder, what makes China any different than South Korea playing in the Beijing Games?
Well, obviously, there's a real interest here in growing the game. But I can't predict with any degree of certainty that the decision will be any different for 2022. It could be, it may not be, and I'm not ready to get into a negotiation, public or otherwise, with the International Olympic Committee or the International Ice Hockey Federation. There's no question that taking off for the Olympics in the middle of our season has a very disruptive impact on our season. And whether or not being able to promote the fact we're at the games and being treated differently than we've been treated in the past would make a difference. We're not even going through that analysis yet.
Last two questions, and I appreciate it. I think it's November 12th. You're going to be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame as a builder. And I think you had mentioned that that's a group honor, but you also mentioned that this is personal. Can you give us a window into that?
Well, it's personal insofar as, you know, I've spent the last 25 years of my life working and being a part of the game that I love, and my family has been extraordinarily supportive, and I couldn't have done this without all of the great people that I work with and all of the support that I've had from the clubs and from ownership. So, you know, on one level, yes, we've grown the game, and we've got lots of people that have helped me do that and have been a part of it and without whom I couldn't have done it. But emotionally, you know, that's been a large chunk of my life.
Last thing, I'm sure you haven't completely written that speech that's going to take place in Toronto, but I'm sure you've also bandied about some ideas in your head, and I'm sure you'd like to open up the room and get the room going. And after spending as long as you have in the National Hockey League, what's a story that you might tell that it's going to get the room going that night?
Oh, no, wait a minute. If I use any of my best stuff now, I'm not going to be able to use that. I really haven't given a lot of thought yet to what I'm going to say. I'm enjoying the experience and anticipation, and I think most of what I say will be the emotion, based on the emotion that I'm feeling at the moment.
Thank you, Gary, for sitting down. We appreciate it. Enjoy the NHL games.
Enjoy being here in China.
Thank you.